Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. Thanks for joining us for today's audio Daily Phil devotional. This one's entitled Corinth and Christ. Several years ago, my wife threw me a surprise birthday party. She booked a large table at one of my favorite restaurants and invited a bunch of my friends to come and celebrate with me. I hadn't noticed before this dinner, but I had friends from many different walks of life, with many different beliefs and convictions. I had friends from church who shared my faith in Jesus, and I had friends who were atheists and didn't believe in God at all. Friends who boldly supported Donald Trump, and others who longed for the quote-unquote good old days of Barack Obama. And they were all around one table. That night was a lot of fun, but I can remember hoping that none of my friends said anything that offended the others. It reminded me that living with your feet in two different worlds is challenging. It evokes tension. Tension that we're called to manage rather than resolve. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians, he wrote to a church that had its feet in two different worlds. Listen to the way that he made this point in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. He wrote, "To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours." In Christ and in Corinth, they were called to live with their feet in two worlds. Jesus' followers have always been called to live with their feet in two worlds. When Jesus prayed for his church, he said, "I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one." John 17, verse 15. We're called to live for and with Jesus, but we are called to live in the world. Throughout the history of the church, we've often struggled with this. At times, the church has been accused of being, quote, so heavenly minded that she was of no earthly good, close quote. Retreat from the corrupt world led to monasteries and people retreating from the world in general. However, at other times, the church has been accused of looking so much like the world that she had nothing unique to say or contribute. And it's in the space between that Jesus calls his people to live. And it's this kind of church that Paul writes to, in Corinth, in Christ. I don't know about you, but I want to know how to live more faithfully in that overlap. When all my friends gather around the table, I want them to be different enough that there's a potentially awkward situation on the horizon. I think that's part of what it means to be in Christ and in Corinth. Or maybe better said for us, in Escondido and North County and in Christ. Would you take some time today and prayerfully consider how you're doing living in that overlap? Ask Jesus to give you a passion for his name and a calling to live faithfully right where he's placed you. Let me pray for you as you do that. Lord, I lift up all the people listening to this. Would you help us to live faithfully in Christ and wherever we find our home? God, that we might not only live faithfully for you and with you, but that we might also lead others to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless, friends. Have a great rest of your day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.